President Bush watched TV coverage of Saddam Hussein's court appearance today. The administration is praising the trial as proof things have changed dramatically in what they call the new Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president has long promised that Saddam Hussein would face justice at the hands of the Iraqi people, and Mr. Bush's spokesman, Scott McClellan, says the president found time between other meetings on his schedule today to watch that process begin with the former dictator's arraignment. During his afternoon briefing for the press, McClellan was asked the president's reaction to Saddam calling the U.S. president the real criminal.
Saddam Hussein is going to say all sorts of things. What's important is that justice is being served to Saddam Hussein and his band of oppressors by the Iraqi people in an Iraqi court.
The president himself did not react publicly to the events in the Baghdad courtroom, leaving that to McClellan, who repeated the charges against the former Iraqi leader.
Saddam Hussein's regime was responsible for the systematic terrorizing, torture, killing, and raping of innocent Iraqis. Saddam Hussein's regime was responsible for grave atrocities against the Iraqi people. And this step today begins a process by which the Iraqi people can help bring closure to the dark chapter of their history.
Saddam Hussein's defiant appearance on TV comes just days after the president completed a trip that included summit meetings with European leaders in Ireland and with the NATO alliance in Turkey. While there, he pushed for and won European backing of the interim government, which took office in Iraq on Monday. Also today, Vice President Cheney continued to defend the administration's policies in Iraq. At a campaign speech in New Orleans, Cheney again made the link between Saddam Hussein's Iraq and the Al-Qaeda terror organization, despite the recent report of the commission investigating the 9/11 attacks that found no cooperative relationship between Iraq and the terrorist group. The Bush campaign hopes the sight of Saddam in custody in a courtroom will give the president's ratings a boost. Polls show that public support for Mr. Bush's handling of Iraq is falling off. One recent survey conducted by CNN, USA Today, Gallup found for the first time a majority of Americans say the war was a mistake and that it has made America less safe. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.